Chapter 6
1. And it happened in the 480th year from the going out of the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt, in the fourth year, in the month of Ziph, it is the second month, in the reigning of Solomon over Israel, he built a house for Yahweh. 2. As to the house that King Solomon built for Yahweh, its length was 60 cubits, its breadth 20, and its height 30 cubits. 3. As to the porch on the front of the temple of the house, its length was 20 cubits according to the breadth of the house, its breadth on the front of the house was 10 cubits. 4. And he made windows of narrowing frames for the house. 5. And he built a side structure on the wall of the house all around, against the walls of the house all around, to the sanctuary and to the inner sanctuary. And he made side sections all around. 6. The lowest side structure was 5 cubits wide, and the middle was 6 cubits wide, and the third story side structure was 7 cubits wide. For outside of the house he made narrowed ledges for the house all around, so as not to lay hold of the walls of the house. 7. And when it was being built, the house was built of finished stone made ready beforehand. And there was not heard in the house a hammer or an axe, or any iron tool, while it was being built. 8. The door for the middle side section was in the right side of the house. And they went up with winding stairs into the middle one, and from the middle one into the third. 9. And he built a house and finished it, and covered the house with beams and rows of cedars. 10. And he built the side stories on all the house, each 5 cubits in height, and they held to the house with cedar wood. 11. And the word of Yahweh came to Solomon, saying, 12. As to this house that you are building, if you shall walk in my statutes, and shall do my judgments, and shall do all my commandments, to walk in them, then I shall lift up my word with you which I spoke to your father David. 13. And I shall dwell in the midst of the sons of Israel, and shall not forsake my people Israel. 14. And Solomon built the house, and finished it. 15. And he built the walls of the house inside with beams of cedar, from the floor of the house to the walls of the ceiling. He overlaid the inside with wood, and covered the floor of the house with boards of fir. 16. And he built the 20 cubits on the back part of the house with boards of cedar, from the floor to the walls. And he built for it inside, for the sanctuary, for the Holy of Holies. 17. And the house was 40 cubits, that is, the sanctuary before it. 18. And the cedar for the house inside was with carvings of gourds and flowers spread out, the hollow was cedar, not a stone was seen. 19. And he prepared the Holy of Holies in the midst of the house, to place the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh there. 20. And the face of the Holy of Holies was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in height. And he overlaid it with refined gold, and overlaid the altar with cedar. 21. And Solomon overlaid the house inside with refined gold, and caused it to pass over in chains of gold to the face of the Holy of Holies, and overlaid it with gold. 22. And he overlaid all of the house with gold, until all of the house was complete. And he overlaid with gold all of the altar that belonged to the Holy of Holies. 23. And inside the Holy of Holies he made two cherubs of the olive tree, their height was 10 cubits. 24. And one wing of the cherub was 5 cubits, and the second wing of the cherub 5 cubits, 10 cubits from the ends of its wings even to the ends of its wings. 25. And the second cherub was 10 cubits, one measure and one form to the two cherubs. 26. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was the second cherub. 27. And he set the cherubs in the middle of the inner house. And they spread out the wings of the cherubs. And the wing of the one touched the wall, and the wing of the second touched the second wall, and their wings were to the middle of the house, coming wing against wing. 28. And he overlaid the cherubs with gold. 29. And all the walls of the house all around he carved with figures of cherubs and palm trees, and spread out flowers inside and out. 30. And he overlaid the floor of the house with gold, inside and out. 31. As to the entrance of the Holy of Holies, he made doors of the olive tree, the lintel, the side posts, being a 50 part. 32. And the two doors were of olive wood. And he carved on them carvings of cherubs, and palm trees, and spread out flowers, and he overlaid them with gold. And he caused the gold to go down on the cherubs and on the palm trees. 33, so also he made side posts for the entrance of the sanctuary from the olive tree, a fourth part. 34, and the two doors were of fir wood, the two sides of the one door were folding, and the two leaves of the other door were folding. 35, and he carved cherubs, and palm trees, and spread out flowers, and overlaid them with gold fitted on the carved work. 36, and he built the inner court, three rows of hewn stone, and a row of cedar beams. 37, the house of Yahweh was founded in the fourth year, in the month of Ziph. 38, and in the 11th year, in the month Bul, the 8th month, the house was finished as to all its parts, and according to all its plans. So he built it for 7 years.
Chapter 7
1. And Solomon built his own house for 13 years. And he finished all his house. 2. And he built the house of the forest of Lebanon. Its length was 100 cubits, and its breadth 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits on 4 rows of cedar pillars, and cedar beams on the pillars. 3. And it was covered with cedar above, on the sides that lay on 45 pillars, 15 in a row. 4. And windows were in 3 rows, and light was against light in 3 rows. 5. And all the doors and the side posts were square along with the windows, and the front of a window was against the window in 3 rows. 6. And he made the porch of the pillars, its length 50 cubits, and its breadth 30 cubits. And the porch was before them, and the pillars and the roof were over them. 7. And he made the porch of the throne where he judged, the porch of judgment. And it was covered with cedar from floor to floor. 8. As to his house where he lived, the other court was within the porch, as this work was. Solomon also made a house for Pharaoh's daughter whom he had taken, like this porch. 9. And these were of costly stones according to the measures of hewn stones, sawed with a saw, inside and out, even from the foundation to the coping, and from the outside, to the great court. 10. And the foundation was of costly stones, huge stones, stones of 10 cubits and stones of 8 cubits. 11. And above were costly stones, according to the measures of hewn stone and cedar. 12. And the great court all around was 3 rows of hewn stone and a row of cedar beams, even for the inner court of the house of Yahweh, and for the porch of the house. 13. And King Solomon sent and brought Hiram out of Tyre. 14. He was the son of a widow woman of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father a man of Tyre, an engraver in bronze. And he was filled with the wisdom and understanding and knowledge to do all work in bronze. And he came to King Solomon and did all his work. 15. And he formed the 2 pillars of bronze, 18 cubits was the height of the one pillar, and a line of 12 cubits went around the second pillar. 16. And he made 2 capitals to put on the tops of the pillars, cast in bronze, 5 cubits was the height of the one capital, and 5 cubits the height of the second capital. 17. He made gratings of network with twisted threads of chain work, for the capitals on the top of the pillars, 7 for the one capital, and 7 for the other capital. 18. And he made the pillars. And 2 rows were all around on the one grating, to cover the capitals on the top with the pomegranates. And so he did for the other capital. 19. And the capitals on the top of the pillars and the porch were lily work, 4 cubits.
20. And the capitals were on the 2 pillars, also above, over against the belly which was by the grating. And the pomegranates were 200 in rows all around on the other capital. 21. And he set up the pillars in the porch of the sanctuary. And he set up the right pillar and called its name Jachin. And he set up the left pillar, and called its name of Boaz. 22. And on the top of the pillars was lily work. So the work of the pillars was finished. 23. And he made a cast sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim. It was round all about, and its height was 5 cubits. And a line of 30 cubits went around it all about. 24. And gods were below its brim all around, going around it, 10 by the cubit, circling the sea all around. The gods were cast in 2 rows when it was cast. 25. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing the north, and 3 facing the west, and three facing the south, and three facing the east, and the sea was above on them, and all their hinder parts were inward. 26. And its thickness was one hand wide, and its brim was fashioned like the brim of a cup, with the bud of a lily. It contained 2,000 baths. 27. And he made 10 bases of bronze, 4 cubits the length of the one base, and 4 cubits the breadth, and 3 cubits the height.
28. And this was the work of the base. They had borders, and there were borders between the stays.
29. And on the borders that were between the stays were lions, oxen, and chubs, and a pedestal was on the stays above, and below the lions and oxen were reeds of hanging work. 30. And the one base had 4 wheels of bronze, and axles of bronze, and its 4 feet were supports to them. Under the basin were cast supports with wreaths at each side. 31. And its mouth within and above the capital was a cubit, and its mouth was round like the work of a pedestal, a cubit and half of the cubit, and also on its mouth were carvings, and their borders were square, not round. 32. And the 4 wheels were under the borders, and the hands of the wheels were in the base, and the height of the one wheel was a cubit and a half. 33. And the work of the wheels was as the work of a chariot wheel, their hands, and their rims, and their spokes, and their hubs were all cast. 34. And there were 4 supports to the 4 corners of one base. The supports were of the base itself. 35. And in the top of the base was a round compass of half a cubit high, and on the top of the base its sides and its borders were from it. 36. And he engraved chubs, lions, and palm trees on the plates of its sides, and on its borders, as the place of each, with reeds all around. 37. So he made the 10 bases, one casting, one measure, one form was to them all. 38. And he made 10 basins of bronze. The one basin contained 40 baths. The one basin was 4 cubits, one basin on the one base, to the 10 bases. 39. And he put the 5 bases on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house. And he put the sea on the right side of the house, eastward, across from the south. 40. And Hiram made the basins, and the shovels, and the bowls. And Hiram finished all the work that he made for King Solomon for the house of Yahweh. 41. 2 pillars, and 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and the 2 gratings to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars. 42. And the 400 pomegranates for the 2 gratings, 2 rows of pomegranates for each grating, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars.
43. And 10 bases, and 10 basins on the bases. 44. And 1 sea, and 12 oxen under the sea. 45. And the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, and all these vessels which Hiram made for King Solomon for the house of Yahweh were of burnished bronze. 46. The king cast them in the plain of the Jordan, in the fixed soil of the ground between Succoth and Zarethan. 47. And Solomon left all the vessels in wide because they were very, very many, the weight of the bronze was not searched out. 48. And Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of Yahweh, the altar of gold, and the table of gold on which was the bread of the presence. 49. And the menorahs, 5 on the right and 5 on the left before the Holy of Holies, of refined gold, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongues were of gold. 50. And the basins, and the snuffers, and the bowls, and the spoons, and the fiery pans were of refined gold, and the hinges for the doors of the inner house, for the Holy of Holies, for the doors of the house of the sanctuary were of gold.
51. And it was complete, all the work that King Solomon had made for the house of Yahweh. And Solomon brought in the sanctified things of his father David, the silver, and the gold, and the vessels he had put into the treasuries of the house of Yahweh.
Chapter 8.